Hormones. Hormones are such a big part of intermittent fasting, and there are over 50 hormones in the body. Some of these hormones are insulin, cortisol, ghrelin, leptin, and many more. Trying to balance all of them can be overwhelming, but intermittent fasting really helps balance them out. I was just curious how my diet affected my blood sugar, so I ordered a continuous blood glucose monitor. Even though I'm not diabetic, my blood sugar has never been great, but it's been stable. Wearing a glucose monitor helps me see exactly what my blood sugar is. It's one of the best things I've done for myself. If you're interested in learning more about how to get a glucose monitor to work for you, go to chantelrayway.com/glucose. Keeping your insulin levels is important, especially if you're going through premenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. Fasting for 12 to 36 hours can keep your insulin levels low while tapping into your fat stores for energy. By putting your body into a fasted state and pausing some eating, your hormones start communicating effectively with one another in a way that they're supposed to. It is the number one way, in my opinion, to help you regulate your hormones without having to do too much. However, if you're doing too much fasting, it can actually mess up the hormones and they can get out of whack. Everything has to be balanced. If you're in perimenopause and you're experiencing hot flashes, that is caused by an imbalance of progesterone and estrogen in your body. People say there's a laundry list of things that they experience as a result of hormonal imbalance, such as hot flashes, depression, sleeplessness, mood changes, forgetfulness, frozen shoulder, even up to a year. I even know people who have had surgery for frozen shoulder. What causes this is a hormonal imbalance of progesterone and estrogen. What you need is estrogen, progesterone, cortisol, and insulin all working in balance. It's almost like a thermostat. When you have a decreased estrogen level, it causes your hypothalamus to become more sensitive. When your hypothalamus thinks it's too warm, then your body tries to cool you down. For myself, I went to a compound pharmacy to get 0.5 milligrams of progesterone cream, and I got a compounded thyroid medication of 90 milligrams of thyroid extract and 12.5 micrograms of T3 to assist with hormone regulation. I know a lot of people who haven't taken any bioidentical supplements, but have been able to achieve hormone balance from intermittent fasting alone.